Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Dadvice, advice for dads. Yeah. So, let me get started today with today's episode of what do the little things on the shoulder of a onesie or kids' baby shirts or anything? Why do they have those little stitched-up line that goes across from the side of the shoulder to the top of the shoulder where the neck is? Been asked that quite a few times actually, and it's pretty amazing once you realize what they're there for. If you'll take and put your fingers there and pull apart on the shirt, you'll notice that the material is actually not sewn together there. It's actually like a slit that's sewn on one piece and then on the other piece, and they're stitched together at the corner. And if you pull with your fingers on one side and the other front and back, you'll notice that it expands and opens up a little bit. Now this does this on both sides, so you can actually pull the onesie or the t-shirt down over the baby instead of pulling one up over the baby's head if, say, they had a diaper blowout. Really handy news if you didn't know. Say your kid has a diaper blowout, you turn around, instead of pulling the poopy clothes over the baby's face or your child's face, you would pull them down over the shoulders and off the butt instead. So there we go for today's dadvice. Hope you guys enjoy that. Hey everyone, it's that time of the show again. Where we get paid. Yeah. That's by advertisements, if you didn't know. Anchor is my plug for today. Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. That's actually what I use to make a podcast. Anchor has everything you need in one place for free. Yes, I said for free. And you can use your phone, your computer, you can use an Android, you can use an Apple. It doesn't really matter. You can do it all for free on Anchor's app. You can use the creation tools that they have to allow you to record, edit, and even delete parts of your segments so that it all sounds great and professional. Nice and easy to use. They distribute everything for you. So if you use Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, whatever you want to use to listen to your podcast, you can get it there. It'll be distributed there for you too, and they do all the work making it easy. You can also make money from doing this. Yes, I said you can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. Once again, that's no minimum listenership, meaning you don't have to have anybody listen to make money. Actually, you do. That's kind of how it works. But you get paid based on the amount of people that listen. If you have 1,000 people listening, you make some money. But there's no minimum. So you can make a little bit of money just by having a few people listen. So if you want to get down on this awesome app, Anchor, you can download it from any app store. It's called Anchor, A-N-C-H-O-R. Or you can get it at anchor.fm. That's anchor.fm. Get it today while you can. Before I get to another piece of advice, I'd like to thank a sponsor. A man out there by the name of Floodfub. Goes by Flood. He's got these things that he calls smoking tokens. They are a mini hot pad for anything hot other than pans and pots and things. He primarily sells them out of local smoke shops. You can order them online. If you contact him at floodfub@gmail.com, that's FloodFub. Floodfub. Kind of looks like FloodFuffub. But hey. FloodFub@gmail.com. If you contact him there, you can order some of these smoking tokens or mini hot pads for your pipes or whatever you want to column. He's also got a line of face cases, which are hidden stash containers made out of 100% recycled and donated materials. Excuse me. Made out of 100% recycled and donated materials. He also has what are, I believe are called hippie britches, which look like little pouches. And thank you all for tuning in to the first episode of Dadvice. Contact FloodFub for smoking tokens or hippie britches or face cases or stashies. And you can get a hold of him at fludffub@gmail.com. Last bit of Dadvice before I go. When you go to put your kids to bed, if you have them help you brush their teeth, you may use that last little bit of extra energy before they go lay down and finally crash out a little harder that night. So, thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time on another episode of Dadvice. I'm Z Other Ones. See you next time.